Looking for Yesterday, a Sharon McCone mystery by Marcia Muller, narrated by Laura Hicks. Letter to Sharon McCone from Carolyn Warwick, prospective client. Dear Miss McCone, the world's forgotten me. No more mentions in the press, no requests for interviews, no photo ops. The websites are being taken down. I'm yesterday's news. And I never got my message across. Firearms. They should not, cannot be allowed in the hands of the wrong persons. I know the truth of that. Oh, yes, I know. I saw my 4-year-old sister Marissa with the blood drained from her tiny face. Saw my 9-year-old brother Rob staring down in disbelief and horror at the gun he'd just accidentally fired. And my best friend Amelia, ripped and shattered by bullets on her living room floor. When I was unjustly arrested for the crime, I thought I could make a difference, state my beliefs to the court and press, leave a legacy for all the countless victims of the indiscriminate sale of firearms. Right from the beginning, everything went wrong. People magazine didn't go into the issue, and adding insult to injury, they used a bad picture of me. Dirty hair and crow's feet and snarly lines around my mouth. Oprah and all the other talk shows turned me down. I guess they didn't consider a woman who supposedly killed her best friend in a hideous manner and then was acquitted an entertaining draw. Now I have my opportunity. Greta Goldstein wants to co-author a tell-all book with me.